Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Show. You're listening to the first and only podcast dedicated to the business of pharmacy. Hear from independent pharmacy owners, leading entrepreneurs, political strategists, healthcare technology trends, career coaching, interviews about our pharmacy industry, and more. Be sure to subscribe to the show via iTunes and leave us a voice comment from our contact section on the website. You can find all of our episodes at pharmacypodcast.com.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I am your host, Nicole Mathur, President of GRX Marketing. Today we are tackling the subject of using video to market your pharmacy with special guest David Pope. David Pope is a PharmD and a certified diabetes educator and is currently the Chief of Innovation and co-founder of Creative Pharmacist, a rapidly growing suite of businesses that bridges clinical pharmacy with the retail landscape. In addition, Dr. Pope is a clinical pharmacist at Barney's Pharmacy, an independent pharmacy located in Augusta, Georgia. He also consults for a variety of healthcare organizations, including the CDC, where he assists in leading the pharmacist response to the Zika virus, as well as smoking cessation efforts. His company, Creative Pharmacist, was recently commended by the White House for leading Zika response efforts through community pharmacists. Dr. Pope is also chairman of the board of the Creative Pharmacist Foundation, a charitable arm aimed at improving health disparities across the globe. Since starting his practice, his programs have been featured in the New York Times and the Washington Post, among others. His business, Creative Pharmacist, was named in the University of Georgia Top 100 Most Rapidly Growing Businesses in America that are graduate-owned. Dr. Pope has been published in over 20 articles, including the cover articles in both Drug Topics and America's Pharmacist. He has served on key committees, including the CDC's Million Hearts Initiative Committee, NCPA's Patient Care Committee, and the Pharmacist Collaborative Committee on Pharmacist EHR. David, thank you so much for joining me today, and welcome to the show.
Nicole, thanks for having me.
So not only are you an expert in all those fields, but you know, I also consider you an expert in marketing and you know, just have a great understanding in the need of evolving how you market your pharmacy as well. So I wanted to talk to you today about using video for marketing pharmacy services.
Great.
And really just kind of starting off, you know, in the last 5 years or so, I think we've really seen an evolution in how you can market your pharmacy. You know, it used to be print was the king of the castle in the sense that a lot of people relied on newspaper ads and, you know, whatnot. They would just kind of throw an ad out there and see what happens. Really hard to track, that sort of thing. And then it moved into social, which, you know, as we both know, is still very important part of your business. And now we're seeing this evolve again into video that you can use on social media sites, website, in the pharmacy, that sort of thing. So I think it's really something that you can't ignore. I don't think it's going to go away, you know, especially with the popularity of Facebook Live and those types of things. So kind of what are your thoughts on that evolution that we're seeing taking place?
Well, Nicole, you bring up some really valid points. Pharmacists have certainly weathered the changing climates of marketing practice, that's for sure. You know, it hasn't been that long ago that pharmacists used to use the power of the yellow pages to be able to outline the services that they provide. And it actually worked. It hasn't been that long since we've done that. Mm-hmm. But my, how things have changed. Now, today, if you were to say that you utilize the a phone book advertising system, most of us would say, well, let's try another model because it's not reaching today's generation. And so certainly we have now turned to video in that regards. And it's very simple in that is that video ultimately tells a story. You know, again, I think back to the yellow page days whenever we had the bullet points that would say, here are the things that we provide at our pharmacy. And it might be delivery or an immunization, whatever it may be. But it ultimately couldn't tell the story. Now, you knew the stories as a pharmacist simply because, again, that delivery may have changed an outcome, ultimately leading to changing a life. But yet no one could know that within the power of that small box of a print marketing piece. But yet with video, there is now a way that we can not only say we offer a service, but that you can also tell the story of the reason why you do what you do. You know, it's interesting also just to see, Nicole, that many pharmacies who once used to have these great bullet points of all the services that we provide, because it was kind of simple to do, you could place that in a Yellow Pages ad and it would say all those services. Once that went away, we've kind of gotten away from telling the patients all the services that we do provide. In fact, we've seen several studies that suggest that the majority of patients, when asked, what services do you provide at your pharmacy? The majority of patients simply don't know the services that you do provide.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I think, you know, they're afraid of either talking to the customer about these new services because, you know, it's something new or different, or they don't know how to explain it. You know, bubble packaging, I guess, comes to mind. You know, they don't know how to tell customers that this is a service that can make you a lot more compliant and, you know, help with taking your medications. So they kind of just ignore it. So, yeah, that's where video can kind of, in a quick way, help to tell that story. So,
You know, that's a really good example, because think of it in this way. Let's say we were to want to advertise bubble packing and packaging services for medications. Area number one would be some print ad that would say at Acme Pharmacy, we provide, bullet point says bubble packing / packaging services. That's one. The other option is this, that within an in-store video or on social media in the video portion, that you could have a story that's of a testimonial of a, let's say, a middle-aged person who says, you know, I take care of both my kids as well as my parents. I'm the sandwich generation, and I'm very busy with my kids. They're always busy in soccer or other after-school activities. I just don't know how I have time to be able to help my mom and my dad who are getting up in age. They're not wanting to go to a personal care home. But yet, whenever I went to Acme Pharmacy, they told me that that they could package my mom and dad's medications where, again, once a month I would pick them up for them. And every morning they would just have to push out the blister pack, and it actually could just give them the medicines that they need. That gives me peace of mind knowing that my parents are taking the right medicine at the right time. And honestly, it gives me my time back, because I was having to go to their home all the time and fill up the medication 7-day packs as well on my own, and still worrying whether or not they took those. That's a tale of two marketing strategies. Mm-hmm. One, I would argue, is heavily weighted towards success versus the other. And the reason why is because we could tell the story behind the video. We didn't just say, at our pharmacy, we offer bubble packing or delivery, but we could actually tell a story behind that.
And, you know, just some stats that I've been seeing to kind of back up the more personal feel that you can give with video. And that is, you know, video appears in 70% of the top 100 search results. And, you know, approximately 75% of people that watch a video are more likely to make a purchase or take action, which I think is a huge stat. And finally, you know, Google and some of the other search engines love video. It's something that they're really putting into their algorithm as far as, you know, where a business shows up on their search engine results. So, you know, just another way to a pharmacy can compete in their market and differentiate themselves from their competitors is, you know, using video as a marketing tool.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. You have to, in today's marketplace, utilize video in some way, shape, or form, both inside your four walls, in your own pharmacy, all the way down to social media. It has to be done. The question will be, how do you get that information? Would you like to create that on your own? Certainly that can be done, but it also can be expensive to do as well. And also, you want to make sure that there's a high degree of excellence there. There's an excellence factor in that. And so, again, video is both powerful and needed.
For sure. And I think, you know, there's really, in my mind, kind of two ways that you can use video. And one is to more sell your services, and the other is to kind of educate customers. And I guess I kind of want to just break that down a little bit more. So the first one is, you know, selling your business and services. You know, some examples can be highlighting new products in the store. I think just even showing your pharmacy, you know, and trying to sell somebody to come use you, doing a quick video tour, or, you know, a staff introduction, or things like that, or showing some of the services that you offer. You know, I think compounding is another thing that you could probably do a whole series on, because I think in the marketplace, a lot of people don't understand what compounding is. So I guess what are some other ways that you think would be a good way for a pharmacy to try to sell their business through the use of video?
So, you know, we're all in, within the independent pharmacy sector, we all have things that we say differentiate us from the marketplace. And so in doing so, we need to be able to inform our customers or potential customers of the services that set us apart, as well as ask for an engagement. So again, if we can both inform or educate them on a particular topic, let's just say, as you mentioned earlier, compounding, for example, many people don't even know that there is they know of maybe a need of, wow, you say I'm middle-aged and I may need hormone replacement therapy, or I may be looking for an alternative to pain management from a traditional medication method there, and I'm looking for something. There's an educational component that comes to it. So one of the things that pharmacists can do is educate those around them in their surrounding neighborhoods and communities through video of the need, as well as the availability of what you provide. And then ultimately, you can ask for their engagement. I'm a strong believer that at the end of a video, we should call the listener, those who are watching, to do something, to take some sort of action. If this applies to you, then give us a call. We're ready and waiting for you in that regards. Again, a lot of marketing tactics go into that in that regards. We could talk about that, about what the phrasing of that should be. But certainly, pharmacists can utilize video to both inform and spur engagement. Because the one thing that we also know is that the more that patients realize the clinical services or just services that you provide of what they do, and for every there is a certainly a strong relationship between the number of services a patient uses for you, different services per se, and what we would call their stickiness factor. Mm-hmm. And so, again, whether or not they decide to jump to another pharmacy because of one cheaper price, they're less likely to jump to another pharmacy for, say, pricing if they are utilizing you for, say, three or more services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely bring up a good point where I think, you know, video can be used to position yourself as an expert in a community, but then also show prospective customers and maybe even your own customers that it's more than just putting pills in a bottle and that's all we do here. You know, it gives the complexity to what a community pharmacist can do, and, you know, all the roles that they can play in a patient's life, and, you know, how they can help you beyond just medications.
That's exactly right. Again, all of the major campaigns out there right now, if you look at the large companies of the world, you know, again, I pick on one, Delta Airlines, they have a large campaign going on right now that ultimately, again, they could just say, hey, we offer great deals on flights. We will get you from point A to point B. But instead, what they do is that they say, you know, we move change. And so they have a whole video that talks about how, not about the flight itself, about it was how it was easy to do. But, again, they actually, they honed in on the fact that people, once they got to their destination, were changing the world. They were, again, helping someone in need. They were going to a third world country. They were doing those things. And so video allows us to go far beyond that bullet point and tell the story.
Yeah, and, you know, what a powerful thing to show, you know, showing that is much more powerful than just using the words. So, and I think too, you know, just beyond the selling your business and the educational piece of it, you know, you kind of touched on this earlier, customer testimonials, capturing those is very powerful to use as part of your marketing strategy. But then also you can have fun with it if you wanted to do a contest in the pharmacy for maybe an anniversary event or, you know, do a special giveaway, something like that, you know, rather than just typing that out, adding a video to it is going to be much more impactful.
That's exactly right. And certainly, you know, because we are independent pharmacies and we live and work in the same community, we need to remain as local as possible. That's personalized marketing at that point. Again, videos that show the heart and the compassion of say some of your employees and what they're doing, you know, again, showing how the pharmacy is engaging someone with say diabetes and training them in videos such as that. Again, keeping that local approach is key because that is a strong strength of the independent pharmacist.
Mm-hmm. And what's great about it too is like other social media avenues, it is trackable. So, you know, unlike a newspaper ad that you, you know, just put in there and hope that people read it, you know, you can actually see how many people clicked on the video and watched it and, you know, if they liked it or didn't like it. So from there, you can start to get a feeling for what type of services or information your patients are attracted to.
Mm. You're right. Certainly analytics is huge and following that again, from what, again, you've already alluded to the studies that show again, pharmacists, certainly, who are engaging in video, certainly see a greater engagement with their patients. And so certainly, it's the good thing is that it's not just typical marketing that we've had of days gone by of, hey, let's put an ad in the yellow pages. You can't really track that very well. Unless you said, hey, how did you hear about us? The good thing about video is that in almost every instance, you can measure that and you can measure the impact of what you've had.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, I'm a pharmacy owner and I'm listening to this and I'm in on video and, you know, so kind of the next steps are, well, how do I actually go about doing one? And I think there's a couple schools of thought there. So I just wanted to get your feedback on that.
Yeah, so the pharmacist who's listening today who says, okay, I get it. I need to do video. How do I get there? It sounds expensive. I don't have a film crew. You know, what do I do? Do I call up the local news station and have them run an ad for me or things like that? The good news is that the days of having to call up the news station to do those things are over. You can start very simple. You can record some video even on a phone because of the quality today and utilize that for social media if that's what you'd like to do. The good thing is also is that there are resources available such as, through the Creative Pharmacist TV app where, there are others out there who can create the content for you, of the testimonials, of the stories, allowing you to keep from having the big burden of creating video. Again, that's not what we do as pharmacists. We, are in the healthcare space, certainly not in the film industry. And so having said that, there's still a strong correlation of that, of being able to tell the story within the healthcare industry. And so, lots of resources available out there in terms of the creation of the content in that regards. Now, the final thing would be is where are you going to display it? And where once you have a video, what are you going to do with it? And so there are several avenues. And the one thing that I know for sure is that, Nicole, you and your crew at GRX have a bead on exactly how to utilize those videos in every instance.
Yeah, definitely. We work with our clients in posting them to their social media. And then, you know, we'll write copy to kind of go with that video to help sell it. And then putting it on websites and whatnot. So definitely a lot of resources. And I know that you guys, creative pharmacists have come up with a great way to display it within the pharmacy, because I think sometimes we miss out on, as pharmacy owners, of the opportunity of educating and selling to our current customers. We focus so much on getting new people that we forget about those that are already coming to us. So I guess, can you elaborate a little bit on the Creative Pharmacist TV program?
Absolutely. So many listening today have a TV already placed in their pharmacy, and most of which will display, let's say, a news organization like a Fox News type thing where they're displaying that. And that actually works pretty well for those who are sitting down just to watch, have some entertainment, passes the time. Unfortunately, they also display competitors' commercials. So while they're sitting in your pharmacy, they're watching competitors of the big box chains. And so, again, we want to make sure that we empower these pharmacists with that personalized video that says, you know what, we'd rather actually that you shop in our pharmacy. But if you're going to sit and listen and watch television, let's let it be a time where you can learn more about the services that we provide, and then ultimately, again, ask for your engagement in that. And so we have something called Creative Pharmacist TV. It's actually an Apple TV app on the App Store. So it's completely wireless. It goes over your Wi-Fi. We haven't met a pharmacy yet that did not have Wi-Fi in their stores now. And so, again, it's all streams. Again, all you have to do is just turn it on, sign in. What we do, however, is personalize those videos. And so what you won't see is like this generic video that says for everyone in America and all pharmacies, it's displaying the same things. Well, you offer unique things at your pharmacy that we don't at our pharmacy, and vice versa. And so, therefore, we have a one-on-one session with each pharmacy, and we ask them what services they provide, whether it's compounding, delivery, immunizations, kids' health, again, hormone replacement therapy, you name it, pet meds, the list goes on and on. And we display videos that are tailored specifically for that pharmacy. Those include testimonials. Again, we have a host for testimonials that interviews patients. Again, we actually do have it banded towards the region of the country. So those in New Jersey don't have to hear someone with a strong southern accent like me or vice versa. And so, again, and at the same time, we also allow for those videos that each pharmacy creates as well. If you'd like to, if you have some videos that you've created, we can incorporate that into it as well. So if you just want to say, I need video today, and I want it video in my in-store to take over my television, we can do that right away without any content creation by the pharmacist. If they decide, you know what, I kind of want a mix of both. I've got some video capabilities, and I'd like to create a video, or I did have this one video made one time I'd like to be displayed, we can immediately pop that into the mix as well without any wires. The only thing it takes is an Apple TV. We'll send that right to you. You place that on the back of your television, and that's all it takes.
Sounds awesome. Sounds like a great solution for the community pharmacist. So, well, David, any other points you would like to highlight on before we wrap this up?
Absolutely. So I guess my parting thought for today would be that pharmacy and the pharmacy landscape is moving rapidly. Nicole, you and I talk about this all the time, about how it's moving so rapidly towards the clinical space of risk reduction within chronic care patients. And the one thing that we want to have in lockstep with the movement and change in pharmacy is with your marketing. So gone are the days of saying we're fast, we're accurate, we offer great customer service. Those are all given and expected at that point in time. So I would challenge everyone on the call today to think about the services that you provide and how you market those services as well. One check would be just to walk outside your pharmacy, look at the outside, walk in to the counter. Is there anything in that pharmacy or any messaging that suggests a service that you provide that you know about as a pharmacist because you own the pharmacy more than likely? But again, what a potential customer. And then I would take it one step further back and say, okay, let me just act like I'm a customer for a day. And check out your social media, check out your website, and see if there are any other clinical services that you're providing that you've told anyone about. And then when you notice that maybe there maybe need some help there in terms of that, there's power in utilizing the partners of GRX Marketing as well as here at Creative Pharmacists. We'd love to be able to help give you those tools to get you there quickly.
Perfect. Great way to finish up. Well, thank you again, David, for your time today. I really appreciate it. I think we covered a lot of great ground on how to start using video.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast. Be sure to reach out to us at pharmacymarketing.com for this and more ideas on how to grow your business. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed another episode of the Pharmacy Podcast Show. Be sure to subscribe to the show and send us a voice message with your ideas and comments from our contact section on the website. Did you know we develop digital health content to assist with business development and marketing efforts? Learn how we can help you drive more patients, physicians, and targeted leads to your website. Contact us today at pharmacypodcast.com.